Hey man, welcome to the Call-In Church Saturday. Oh my goodness, the 6th of September 2025. Thank you all. This is Dennis Fender from Glory Bound Ministries here in Temple, Texas. Another edition of This Is Your Stage, and the tradition of honoring our gone on to before us brother Stephen Gagné. That's something that we're going to talk about here tonight, as a matter of fact. Lord, we just bless you and we praise you. Father, we give you honor and glory. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've made. Down here in Texas where I live, it's been just cooler. And Lord, we thank you for that cooling trend. It's been hot. Father, we thank you for the wonderful rain that's been falling here. Usually this time of year, the grass is all dried up and we don't have any lawn to speak of. But this year has been exceptional for rain for us. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that rain that nourishes the earth. Thank you, Father, for the rain of the Holy Spirit tonight, Father. We thank you for your presence here on this line. Lord, we just dedicate this time to you. And if we look into your word, we look unto you, Heavenly Father, lifting ourselves up to you, Lord, for mercy and grace. Father, we thank you for your blessings and your provision tonight. Father, we lift up all those that could be here, should be here, and can't be here for whatever reason. Lord, we just thank you for your love that was just great today. Your presence today, Father, in my life has been wonderful. And I just thank you for that, Father. It's been so nice. We got to meet with some Christian friends on this day today and break bread and have a meal. It's been lovely. Father, I lift up Sister Pamela tonight that you give her rest today. But you get, when we get away from it, when we leave here this tonight, she needs rest tonight, Father. Just perfect peace and rest. And we thank you that you're going to do that. Thank you for it, Father. Lord, we ask you to be with us as we look into your word tonight. Father, I just praise you that you can bind every hindrance and every distraction. We ask you to bind everything that comes against your ministry tonight, Father. Every thought, our own thoughts, we take them captive. Lord, we just surrender ourselves to you. And we just say, Father, just be with us. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Just love on us as we love on you. All this, Father, we receive by faith, asking in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless you, Lord. In John 14:18, the words of Jesus, he says, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. What a thought. What a beautiful, wonderful thought. In my own life, I remember when my mother passed, there was a change in my world. I remember then later on, 4 years later, my father passed away. Oh, there was a change, a big, huge change in my world. They were gone. Something terribly painful, you know, about losing a parent. Both of them, you know, they were elderly, forgetful, but just, oh man, to lose them. You know, when that second one died, the world of comfort and security that we grew up with, all of a sudden it's just something in the past. It's gone. You know, think about students who finish their courses and they leave one school, go to another. And they leave another school, go to another. Finally, they graduate high school and go to college. Then they leave college. You know, they feel the same when they say goodbye to their teachers and professors. They feel the same. Well, things have changed. My whole world has changed. I've left. You know, Jesus knew this was precisely what his disciples were going to experience at his death. He knew without them, they were going to feel lost. They were going to feel like they had been orphaned. How wonderful that he had that forethought. Oh, he could see so far in the future. It's good that he knows our tomorrow and our day after tomorrow and our next week and next month already. How wonderful that is. You know, Jesus knew that those disciples were going to be heartbroken when he had died on the cross and then ascended up to heaven and left. But he knew he was going to come back again, back from the dead to comfort them, back from the dead to inspire them, to accomplish their missions. If he had arose from the dead and never appeared to them, how would they ever have known that the resurrection had happened? Other than they couldn't have found his body, it would have been nowhere. Or if he would have just left and the grave remained, if he would have resurrected from the dead and the grave remained sealed and nobody ever looked in there, how would we know that he had resurrected and was now seated at the right hand of the Father? That would have changed everything. But, he knew he was going to come back again. He knew that he was going to do this to comfort them and inspire them. He knew it. Tragedy would change to triumph. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Sometimes tragedy just turns into despair for us. We can get so hurt by the tragedy of death. Sometimes, a parent will get a call, a knock at the door, or a son or daughter will get a call, a knock at the door, and there's been an accident. Or I hate to tell you that we had to take your father to the hospital. He's suffered a heart attack, and unfortunately, he didn't make it. Night turns into a bright, bright day at the miracle of his resurrection. His resurrection would change their whole world, and Jesus would be with them again. How wonderful is that? We don't have that today. I would love for my mom and dad to be with me today, but they're here. They're here in my memory. They're here in my heart. Just like Jesus, but through the Holy Spirit, we have Jesus on a whole different level. He's not just a memory. He's not just something in my heart. We have the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost, who lives in us, who dwells in us. My mom and dad are near to me because they're in my heart, yes, but they're not in me like the Holy Ghost is. Amen? The Holy Ghost, oh my word, how wonderful. If you feel lonely, or if despair makes you feel like life sometimes is pointless, or if painful experiences have made you a broken person, I want you to think about this promise the Master made. It comes from Jesus himself. It is as true for you as it ever was for those disciples today. Those very first disciples, when he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself. Oh, my word. Think about that. That's God's promises to us. How wonderful those promises are. These are the promises that the Master made from Jesus himself. It's true for us. Oh, my word is true. If often, it often seems that the world is without God, and one can easily feel rejected. Yeah. It doesn't take much sometimes to put you in a state of rejection. Doesn't take much. But don't give in to those feelings. I'm here to tell you tonight, praise the Lord. Don't give in to those feelings. There is a greater presence, whether you sense them or not. Sometimes, I go through my day, and not every single second of the day do I feel the Holy Ghost with me. But, all I've got to do is say, Jesus, oh, and he's so real, instantly so real. How wonderful. He is with us today. He's going to be with us tomorrow and every day of our life. He will hold us tight through all the tragedies, all the trauma that might await us. He's going to be right there with us through it all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, I will not abandon you as orphans, the Bible says. Jesus himself says, I will come to you. And yes, Praise God through the Holy Spirit. He has come to us. Father, we just bless you tonight for your presence. Lord, how wonderful it is. Abba, Father, how wonderful it is to have your presence in the Holy Spirit, your personal presence here with us. Lord, it's just amazing how you can be with everyone, everywhere in this world at all times. It's so amazing. Of all the people that have lived and are living and will live, from beginning to end, you know all there is to know about us. You help us through all the meaningless little tasks that we do day to day. And yes, when tragedy comes, when things become mountains, when the fog comes in and things become just monumental, and we don't know how this is going to work out and how we're going to make ends meet and how this is going to turn out, Father, you're right there with us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We have your word on that. Lord, for that we love you, we worship you, and we praise you, Father. For all those around the world tonight, Lord God, that are living in a life without hope, for those that have somehow given up on things because they see no hope, and they live rejected in despair. Lord, I just say a special prayer for them tonight, that you would meet them right where they are, Father. You know every single one. You know every situation that they're in. You know all about them, and you know exactly what it will take to reach them. So, Father, I pray that you would lift them up tonight, Lord God, and draw them to your Son, Jesus. Have somebody come into their life, into their presence, and just exalt Christ and give them your word and your promises. Share your love, the gospel, with them. And prepare them, Father, to receive. Oh, Lord, how wonderful it is to be a child of God in this day and time. All the things that are happening on the news, they don't bother us too much. We don't get shaken over that because we know in whom we have trusted. We know you, Father. And we know that you have us in your hands, and that's all that matters. So tonight, Father, we say we love you, we praise you, and thank you, Lord, for all that you have done here tonight. May we be a blessing as we leave here, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.